The Czech Republic is for the first time taking part in Giving Tuesday, a global event created back in 2012 to promote charitable and philanthropic acts. Countless Czech charities are on board, including Doctors Without Borders and People in Need. Giving Tuesday is designed to serve as a counterweight to the consumerism of Black Friday, a custom which also made its way to the Czech Republic. Markéta Setinová is a coordinator at the Association of Social Responsibility, a Czech corporate and social responsibility NGO serving as official ambassador for the event. Dominik Kuhn began by asking how Giving Tuesday made its way into the Czech Republic.
So we saw some first activities within Giving Tuesday last year, and we thought that it's a nice idea. So we contacted Global Giving Tuesday in the US, and we went through this selection process and were appointed to be the Czech ambassadors for Giving Tuesday.
And which charities are taking part?
At this point, we have more than 100 Giving Tuesday activities in the Czech Republic. We have big charities like Lékaři bez hranic, Doctors Without Borders, and we have very small charities like local hospices and local charities.
What about Czech companies and corporations? Because globally, firms such as Microsoft and Google are serving as partners. So what about Czech companies? Are they also taking part in this giving?
Yes, we see a big interest from Czech companies. We have big companies as Vodafone, T-Mobile or MSDIT taking part. And we also have small companies doing their Giving Tuesday activity, as, for example, Laysup and other SMEs.
So what are you expecting from today's events? How much money are you expecting to be raised, and what kind of things are happening around the Czech Republic to raise money?
Well, it's not about only money. We want to also see volunteering and just building awareness about giving and philanthropy in the Czech Republic. And as in money, we will measure it after the day. So tomorrow we will see what money is raised. This initiative is especially big on social media, so we hope to see a lot of engagement on social media.
So as we speak, Giving Tuesday is already taking place. So what do you know so far? What's happening so far? Are there any success stories already?
One of the biggest success stories is definitely Doctors Without Borders, that had fundraising target that was actually reached in the early morning. And as we speak, I think it was more than double.
So, and how did they go about raising this money?
Well, they focused on social media, and they also cooperated with a company that promised to match all what they fundraise, which is actually a very popular mechanism during Giving Tuesday, that NGOs partner with companies and then match what they are able to fundraise.